Just been joined by Will Overton, who's just been, well, winning things just lately. Morning, Will, first of all.
Good morning.
And you represent Vectis Refrigeration?
That's right. Our names are quite similar, but yes, my business is Vectis Refrigeration Limited.
Have you got, I noticed I'm colourblind, but you got like the top on, you've got the Vectis Refrigeration Limited on, the telephone number as well, they would do that in a mo. Is that a green top?
It's a grey top. We do have green in our logo.
You have, just like we have.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the way forward, isn't it? Everything's green these days.
So. Got to be, isn't it? Got to be. So tell us about this award then that you've just, or certificate that you've got.
So we just got awarded REFCOM Elite Status, which is an award that says that we are trained to handle refrigerants through the F-Gas accreditation scheme, but at a higher level than most of our competitors.
Okay. Now, I'll bring in a young man to your right who's desperate to ask the question. Go on, ask that question you want to ask.
What is F-Gas?
Excellent. So F-gases are, within refrigeration, it's one of the refrigerants which in some stages of the cycle is also a gas, hence it's called a gas. But essentially they are man-made gases that can stay in the atmosphere for centuries. And they're sometimes some of the gases that do contribute towards the global greenhouse effect. So we have to regulate on how they are being used, which is what the F-gas regulations is all about.
So you've now got yourself a certificate to do that. Is that limited to who can actually do that?
Well, anybody that's handling F-gases has to have the accreditation, the standard level accreditation. It's illegal. There are fines in place for not having F-gas accreditation. It's very hard to buy the refrigerant, stroke gases. I call it refrigerant. Some people call it gases.
Right.
Bit of a bone of contention there.
Okay.
Anybody that's in the refrigeration and air conditioning industry, and certainly some of the heat pumps and guys that are doing that, have to have FG accreditation. What we've done is we've gone to the next level to show that we're doing it at a higher level. So we've had to have all our equipment checked to make sure. So we have to weigh refrigerants in and out of systems to show what we've used, and so that there's an audit trail of which refrigerant in which bottle number has gone into which system, and then it's come out and then it's been recycled or whatever it is. So we have to have all of our scales checked, calibrated, to make sure that they're reading the right things. It's a little bit like the petrol stations when they say you've had a litre of petrol. You have had a litre of petrol, you hope.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff there. You need to be on it, and if you make a mistake, I'm guessing you can be told off for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we had to, as part of the elite certification, we had to go through ACRIB, which is one of our national boards, the Air Conditioning Refrigeration Industry Board, to get extra health and safety accreditation for all of our engineers to show back to F-Gas Elite that our engineers are operating at the right health and safety levels as well. So that's quite a big thing. Who else did we have to join? I think that was one of them. Yeah.
How long does it take to get a certificate? You've obviously got to put a lot of things in place, and there's probably a cost as well, isn't there?
Yeah, there's reasonable cost involved with it. I thought it was going to take about a month, but I started the process at the beginning of the summer. And then normally with refrigeration, as soon as the sun comes out, we tend to get a bit busier in the summer. So it's taken me 2 or 3 months to get all of the certificates in place, all of the health and safety training, get the guys happy to go and take the exam, get the cards back from ACRIB, and then register it all, and then be audited for all of our equipment on the island.
Is it limited how many other people have got this accreditation?
It's not limited. We're one of 300 companies across the UK, so there's not a huge amount, realistically.
No, sure.
And we're the only ones on the Isle of Wight with the accreditation.
All right. Tell us about Vectis Refrigeration then. How long has it been going?
I started the business in 2015. I've been a refrigeration engineer since I stopped, having a long gap year, pretty much.
All right.
I found it a really interesting career, to be honest with you. You know, you have to think, you have to use your hands. We have to do electrics, we have to do plumbing, we have to do refrigeration and the theory of that. So I've been in refrigeration about 20 years, and I moved to the island 12 or 14 years ago, and worked for various companies, and it got to the stage where I thought I could actually really provide Isle of Wight businesses with a really good service in yeah. doing the way I was taught refrigeration, which is by doing it right first time.
So, relatively new company. What made you think, oh, do you know what, I'm going to set up by myself?
Well, sometimes I think I'm crazy, but I just kind of thought, if you don't have a go, you're never going to know.
So, sure. Yeah. When you mentioned crazy then, you know, 10 years ago, we were in the middle of putting Vectis Radio together, and people were saying, you're crazy. So I know that feeling. Do you find that the more people that say that you're crazy, the more determined you are to, you know, make a good thing of it?
Yeah, it's certainly a driving factor, for sure. I'd like to try and prove people wrong.
Good for you. Now, so you look after people across the Isle of Wight?
Yeah, we solely look after the island. You know, there's plenty of businesses here, hotels, schools, restaurants, all of that kind of ilk. They all use refrigeration, and a lot of the time it's business critical.
You don't realise just how much there is and how much you know, service you've got to be out there. So you can't be doing this all by yourself.
No, my wife runs the office, so she's looking after all the invoicing and customer queries, new jobs coming in, and then I've got a team of engineers that go out across the island, and we also offer a 24/7 service, so we're out any time, any day. I got home last night at 11 o'clock, having been to a hotel to get their freezer back up and running. So.
Wow, so you're always on the go then. Well, for a moment there, I thought you were going to just say it's you out there and the wife doing the doing all the paperwork and stuff. But you've got a team of people that do that as well. So do you must get a day off though.
On and off. Yeah, the summer's a little bit busier. I mean, literally as soon as the sun comes out, we're you know, manic really.
Okay, so you know, it's one of those things. I'm just looking at, you mentioned hotels and supermarkets and shops and things like that. They've got all this refrigeration stuff going on, and if it breaks down, and 9 times out of 10, it will break down in the summer. Or not.
We like to try and think that, you know, equipment that we look after doesn't break down in the summer, because ultimately, if the equipment's designed and manufactured properly and then installed properly and looked after properly, it shouldn't break down. So you shouldn't get these repeat calls that some people are seeing. You know, a common thing is, oh, I see my fridge engineer once a month. Well, that shouldn't happen. If the kit's looked after properly, you shouldn't have call-outs.
How do you look after your kit then?
A lot of cleaning.
Yeah.
We also carry out planned maintenance works, so we will advise. I've got one customer, he has a clean every month. Beginning of the month, he's got a very busy pub in the middle of the island, and we look after his kit. It's literally a case of cleaning the condensers, and just, you know, general visual. And I say to my engineers, always use your senses. You know, if you're looking, listening, touching, feeling, you can 9 times out of 10 find out if there are any problems. So what we try and do with the planned maintenance is get in, do the maintenance, make sure everything's clean and up to the standard as when it was brand new.
Okay.
As best we can. And then if there's any problems that we think are going to happen when it starts to get busy, and when, you know, when we're in prime holiday season right now, right?
Yeah.
We try and get on top of the problems and say, look, ultimately we think XYZ is going to fail. If you replace it now, it won't break down when you're at full flat service, you know, in August.
Do you know what, it's quite scary, because you've sort of brought it to my attention now that you've got all these companies out there, you know, supermarkets, hotels, as we mentioned, and probably their most important bit of kit is the fridge, isn't it?
Well, it's mad, isn't it? I mean, we've literally just had this year, for the first time ever, our industry has celebrated our industry by having the first ever World Refrigeration Day. And if you stop and think about where refrigeration is used in modern society, well, it just doesn't stop, you know. Pharmaceutical companies have to refrigerate the product. Hospitals and the like have to refrigerate things. Won't go too far into that.
Yeah.
You know, people like cold beer. I like a cup of tea. My milk needs to be chilled. Everything, you know, product on the supermarket shelves has to be chilled from. And that's a whole chain. They call it the cold chain, from the factory wherever the product is processed. It then goes on into transport refrigeration, which then goes to a big distributor. The distribution center has to be refrigerated, frozen to some degrees. Then it goes out to the smaller places, the hotels and whatnot, and everything refrigerated. Then we're into the kitchens, in and out of cupboards, to get whatever it is. You know, the frozen mushroom has come all the way down the chain to being served, you know, out in the restaurant.
What did they say? Yeah, there was a commercial years ago where they had the emergency services, and they said, the AA, and they're an emergency service now, which, you know, we're not disagreeing with. You've got the ambulance service, you've got, and you think, hang on a minute, you should be in there somewhere, shouldn't you? Some clever marketing man has got to come up with the right words, because, let's be honest, everyone needs people like yourself, don't they?
Well, I think so.
Well, honestly, don't sell yourself too short, hey? If there was one thing that kind of irritates you on a daily basis, and you could say to people, look, you could save yourself a bit of time and money, don't give too much away, because obviously it's business is business, what advice would you give them to look after? Have you already mentioned it, the fact that they keep things clean, or is there something else that they can do?
It really is looking after your kit and getting the work done properly by trained, qualified professionals. If I had a pound for every time someone said to me, it just needs a bit of gas, mate, I'd be a very rich man. Unfortunately, that it just needs a bit of gas, mate ethos is illegal, because if I'm putting refrigerant into a system with a known leak on it, I can be fined for it.
Yeah.
You know, this is what the F-gas regulations are ultimately about. They are harmful for the environment, but we do need them in our trade. So the only way to stop them getting to the atmosphere is to regulate them heavily. And that's what the F-gas regulations are about, is regulating the people that are using it by making sure that they are properly trained and they're going about their work in the right way.
Good for you. Hey, look, we're sort of running out of time, but thanks for coming in and sharing all that was, and thank you for coming in and sort of making us part of the, you getting an accreditation, coming in and sharing that news with us. I think it's fantastic news. And I say, you've only been going for 4 years. I think it's brilliant. Good for you. Long way it continued. I'm just looking around. We just got rid of our fridge about 2 weeks ago because no one was using it.
How do you have a cup of tea?
We don't. There's water in the tank, all right, which is refrigerated.
There you go.
Everywhere you look.
Yeah.
I've got a funny feeling I'm going to have you on speed dial by the end of the day. Will, anything else you want to say before you go?
No, I'm good, I think.
Good. Excellent. We come back again.
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, no, if you'd have us. I mean, a lot of people think what we do is quite boring, and it is quite techy. But there's so many different avenues to it that, you know, we can make it interesting and can make it relevant in just by the amount of uses that refrigeration is being used. I've worded that a little bit wrong, but you know, it's everywhere in modern society, and I think it's a fantastic, you know, industry to be in.
Brilliant. Good for you. Thanks for coming in, Will.